Action brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville and also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And I get to focus on the United Way programs again this morning. And also have a guest from one of the programs, but we'll get there in just a moment. Whitney Verdon's in, campaign manager. And I understand, talking to you before we went on the air, that things are looking well, at least early projections, so you're on track to achieve your goal.
Yes, things are looking really great. We've finished off a couple of our kickoffs. We'll have another one tomorrow, actually, at PSO. We were at One Gas this week, just talking to some of the employees there. And so the businesses are kind of finishing up, or some of them are just getting started on their campaigns. And then they'll start sending in the report, so we'll know how the pledging of the different employees have gone throughout the community.
And, of course, it's those individual pledges by either active employees or by the retiree force, and of course then it's the matching donations. It all goes together for that big $2.4 million total.
It really does. We sent out our retiree letter last month, and every day we keep getting checks in the mail, and so it's just so great to see the support that we're getting from the community.
Well, I think it shows the history that your organization has provided for this city over decades, that says, first of all, we do our homework, and second, these member organizations are all deserving of your support.
Exactly, yeah.
And so it's a United Way program. We'll talk more about that $2.4 million goal. You started things off well, of course, with a golf tournament and some other things that get the ball rolling down the hill for us.
Yeah, the golf tournament is always a really big fundraiser for us. And this year, I believe it was over $635,000 is what it raised. So it's always just a really big event for us. And we're having our post celebration today to celebrate all the hard work that went into it. This was my first year with the golf tournament, and just going out there every day and just seeing all the different, you know, people that came out to help. It's amazing, you know, what they do. And some of them are out there from 6:30 in the morning, or sometimes even, I mean, that's when registration starts, is 6:30. So, I mean, some are out there at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's out there till, you know, 5, and sometimes don't leave there till 6 or later. So, I mean, it's always just the support and the employees that come out to make that such a great event. It's amazing.
It really is. And again, thanks to everybody involved. If I start naming names, I will leave somebody out. So I'm just going to say everybody
yes.
involved.
Yeah, there's definitely a large number of working parts, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the whole United Way machine has got a lot of working parts, and there's space for everybody to fit somewhere in that process.
Exactly, there is. And we've started collecting volunteers for our CIC process that will happen, you know, next year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're always looking forward, and we're always looking for volunteers and people to fit in where they fit best.
And that CIC, we're talking about the Community Investment Program.
Yes, the Community Investment.
Everybody has acronyms. I just try whenever I hear one to okay, let's put that in real people talk.
Exactly, yes, thank you.
And sometimes I have to say, okay, what does that stand for? But I've heard that one enough and was part of the process a year mm-hmm. or two, so I have some idea what goes on. And it's a daunting process, I think, for community members and for the agencies, even though they're used to it, to answering these tough questions. Sometimes you'll still get a community mm-hmm. member that really, you know, goes down some pathway that nobody's really asked questions on before.
Yeah, and you know, and I think every year the process has kind of changed a little bit, and so we're trying to make it the easiest and that we can. So, I mean, I think this year we're hoping that we can actually streamline a process to make it easier for the agencies. You know, we don't want that to be a tough process for them. I mean, and we don't want it to be a hard process for anybody else. That process is mainly just to measure and show the impact that these agencies are making in the community. So we just want to make that easy, and we want to make the picture clear that, you know, when we're partnering with these agencies, they're doing some amazing things in our community, and we want to be able to showcase that.
Well, one of the agencies that we're talking with this morning certainly has experienced significant growth over the past mm-hmm. approximately decade, and you look at the inroads that they've gone through, and of course not only program growth but construction and everything mm-hmm. else with a new facility.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
So I get to spend a little bit of time this morning with Chief Executive Officer for the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, Jason Bartle. Jason, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I said it to you off the air, but another recent contribution, $2,500, thanks to the opening of a new business in town.
Yeah, we're excited to have them in town, and they're partner with clubs all over the country, and we're fortunate enough in Bartlesville to have a Ross, and so we kicked that partnership off Saturday morning, and we're excited for what the future holds with that.
And you know, I see that on a regular basis. Businesses with a nationwide footprint that choose a particular cause or organization that they want to be part of.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I know our national organization spends a lot of time on those community partners that are in a lot of communities that have Boys and Girls Clubs, and laying the groundwork for that partnership and serving it up for us, and it makes it easier for the local clubs to establish those.
And, of course, you have grown your programs over the last several years. I don't know where you are now other than I will say more than 1,000 members.
Yes, 1,021 is where we ended up 2016. Looks like we're going to be at or above that going into wrap up this year. So we're excited about the kids' involvement, and we're really focusing in on our teen programs and want to make sure we provide some things for the teen population that gives them something going on. We've been doing We Own Friday events after mm-hmm. the football games that we open up the club and do pizza and give them a place to go and hang out after the football game. So that's established about 50 we've had in the past couple home football games. We've had the law enforcement stop by and trying to help the kids, you know, get to know these officers. And Anthony Towers is on our board, and he carries celebrity and rock star status in our club. So he comes in and we stop, and you know, so it's pretty cool. It's fun. It gives them something to do and hang out, and I think our staff enjoys it as much as the kids. They get to pretend they're a teenager again. So
and of course you managed to tie in the United Way program with the rock stars, so it kind of works out all the way
that's
around.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, we're excited. We're continuing to try to come up with new ideas and new programs and new things for the kids to keep it not the same thing every day. So we got a great group of staff that do that, and they engage the kids at a high level and get some positive relationships established with them. So it's good.
Yeah, and I think the way things have worked out with the physical separation, it allows the senior members to kind of be who they are, and yes, they know they're role models for the younger ones, but they don't have to be it all the time because they're not around them. So it works out.
Yeah, having their own space and being able to, you know, there's an element of a teenager that if you walk through the same door as a six-year-old that you're not, you know, that's not where you want to be. So giving them their own space, we'll have that in the new facility as well, where they'll have their own space to get away. But obviously we welcome them into the other parts of our program to help with homework or help serve lunch or whatever to the younger kids. So they are obviously welcome in all components of our program, but yet have a place where they can call their own.
But I still get to tell the same basic story about the Boys and Girls Club, and that is that you are among the best buys in town. $25 for a year, underwritten in large part through contributions like the United Way.
Yeah, I gotta give a hats off to our board on that. That concept was brought to the table about 7 years ago, and I don't know that we fully anticipated the growth that we've had and what that creates in our budget every year, but they've stuck with it and they've stayed true to it and they believe wholeheartedly in it, and United Way is a part of that. Obviously we've been a United Way agency for decades and continue to rely on them to help with fill that gap for us. So it's important for us to make sure we keep our dues at a minimum, give them a sense of belonging with a little bit of a membership fee, and keep it where it's achievable for any family, any kid to be a part of the club.
Well, and I don't care what organization we're talking about, when you keep that community cost out there a stable level at 25 for year after year, it begs the question, you know, how hard a process is that? How to keep it at 25? And I realize sooner or later costs change and it'll probably grow to 30 or something, I'm sure it is a hard process to keep that where it is.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's the more kids you get in your programs, your organization budget continues to go up because you're serving those kids and more kids and more staff and more food and that type of stuff. So it creates a bigger bucket each year over year, and we've had some success with some growth in the Harley Party event that is critical to it. United Way plays a part in that as well. Mm-hmm. So we're relying on both our own fundraising as well as continuing to develop our partnerships with the United Way and all the things that they can help the club achieve.
Well, we say it year in and year out, but it is a fact. This is a giving community, and that helps every organization a lot.
It is. It's a very giving community. We're blessed to be in a community, and especially I feel like with kids, the community seems to have a high priority on young people in the community, and you know, that's one of the coolest things about Bartlesville, in my opinion.
Well, it puts programs like yours out there as a high visibility process because we do care about youth. We care about the next generation and making sure that each generation comes along, I'll say, at least as well as we did, you know?
That's right. We you know, spend a lot of time with the kids trying to discover their talents and figure out where their strengths and talents are and get them involved in those things and then find avenues to make sure they understand that they can go into the adult world and put food on their table and things with the talents that they have in place. So we're trying to find those with every kid who comes in our doors and make sure we get them involved in those where they leave feeling like they're one of the best at something.
Well, and certainly your organization has earned statewide honors as well. You've had several youth recognized statewide honors and looking for, I'm sure, the next round of recognition somewhere along the line because of what these young people do.
Yeah, we had our state conference last March, and we had a staff win Jacob Wilson, our program guy. He won the statewide award for professional year. We had a couple programs take home awards, and then obviously the highlight was Kismet and the state youth of the year award that she went on to the regional event, and she's sitting right below $50,000 in scholarships through that process now. So that's one of the things, you know, with the community dollars that United Way dollars at large that we receive, we want to make sure we're creating opportunities. And Nakia was 4 or 5 years ago, was our youth of the year. She'll graduate Oklahoma State in December after 3.5 years. And I'm excited for what the future holds for Kismet. I really believe she's going to go on and do some great things.
Yeah, I think you're right. We will continue our time with Jason and Heather coming up in just a moment. In just a moment on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing our time this morning, focusing on the United Way, particularly in this particular case. Jason, let's stay with you for just a moment, Boys and Girls Club. It's the United Way dollars that make what you and I have been talking about possible. Yes, you've got a great staff, and you've got a board that cares deeply about their concerns, and it's the board support that gives you things like the Harley Party that makes everything else work.
Yeah, our board has been great. They're always out talking about the club. You can hear the excitement in their voice when you see them out in public and passing. They're always out, you know, talking about the club, and I think they're excited about what we're trying to accomplish and excited about where we're headed. So it's all driven by the board, and you know, it's great having them be such champions for the mission and what we're doing.
I know this is a United Way based program, and the capital project is somewhat separate, but I need to at least get an update on your program. I drove by, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I forget which day, and said to myself, boy, they're just about ready to open, at least on the outside it looks like it.
Yeah, we will wrap that on the inside up sometime in November. We plan to open it up mid-December, and I mean, just yes, it changes so much every day, but with they're getting to where it's the cosmetic stuff and paint and floors and that type of stuff, so it changes daily. And yesterday we walk in and you drive by and it's just a dirt rock field, and yesterday when we leave for work they got 3/4 of the turf laid on the baseball on the youth development park. So we're it's progressing daily and it's coming. We figured the other day there was about, we did a numbers from when we opened, and we figure it's about just under 15,000 days of programs that have taken place in that facility, and we're down to about 36 days left of programs in the current facility. So we're going through, you know, I've moved a couple times with the house, and you know, that's one thing, but 60 years in a 20,000 square foot building, you'd be amazed what you come across. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, just I don't care, we all can go look back on our move experiences, even if the last time we moved was 30 years ago. You still have some idea of, gee, I didn't even know we still had this, and all of a sudden you find those little gems that either find a place in the new place, or why have we kept this for so long?
Yeah, one of the day caring, we obviously are part of the United Way day caring, and one of the day caring people was going through a closet. I won't tell you whose office it was in because it was a little bit unorganized, but they were going through a closet and she found her dad's membership card from when he was a member of the club as she was helping clean out the closet. So it was pretty cool. There's a lot of history in that building, and we're just trying to make sure before the demo company comes in to make it a parking lot, we get the things out of there that are important to the club.
It's a lot of years of United Way support.
That is a lot of years of United Way support. I think other than the early first, you know, 4 or 5 years, I think it's 50 plus years that the club's been a United Way agency. So they've been relying on United Way for a lot of years.
And I know that the kids change, staff changes. Occasionally you can find a new way to serve them, but the mission, as far as I know, really hasn't changed over those years.
Correct. The addition was, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, they went from boys club to boys and girls club, but trying to accomplish the same things with them, and the mission has stayed consistent for 100 some odd years with boys and girls club, and you know, 60 plus here.
I try to ask this with every agency director that I talk to on the program. The United Way dollars, we know they're important, but I think to the listening public, it can be a matter of, do I give $25 a paycheck or $35 a paycheck? How important is it to what you do every day?
Well, it's 20 cents on the dollar on our budget. They're just a tick over, I think, about 22% of our budget. And that allows us to make sure we keep those membership dues low and make sure we get any kid who wants to be a part of the club into our doors, because that's, you know, we're probably a higher percentage than most United Way agencies with our budget and what we rely on for United Way.
Well, it's an important process, and I know that Whitney's going to continue to give us all these easy tips on how we can give. Probably the easiest way is payroll deduction, but there's all kinds of other ways, so whether you send us a monthly reminder and we pay it like a bill, or however else we might want to do it, right?
Yeah, payroll deduction is probably the easiest way through your employer. Most employers do have that option available. You could stop by and just give us a check if you'd like anytime. You know, we can also set up, we have a new piece of technology that we've been working with over this year, and it's called Mobile Cause, and it allows people to text in a donation, and it also allows people to do a recurring donation, actually set up their debit card. So we look at, as we get closer towards the end of our campaign, possibly rolling out a debit, you know, recurring type campaign.
Will that be available through an app or how?
It's actually not an app. You actually text in first, and then it allows you to set up for a recurring gift. So it's a pretty cool piece. We're still figuring it out. I've been working with the Mobile Cause employees to get a better idea of how we can use that and doing some testing. But we hope to have a campaign that we'll do through social media soon. We also have another campaign going on through social media right now. And we've partnered with the American Heritage Bank, and we are actually doing a costume contest. So over the last couple of weeks, we've had some different community members send in pictures of their kids dressed up as rockers. It's adorable. If you haven't seen them yet, you need to go on to our Facebook page, and you can see the different kids there. We have one dressed up like a Kiss, and then we have other ones dressed up. We have another one dressed up like I guess it's Garth from Wayne's World. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
I saw that one.
Yeah. and Axl Rose and so, I mean, somebody from Axl Rose. So there's just some really cute kids on there. And basically, we've partnered also with Bartlesville Monthly Magazine. So if you go online, you can take a look at these kids and vote for your favorite kid on our Facebook page as well as Bartlesville Monthly. We'll take a total of all those, and the top three photos will actually get a highlight in the November issue of Bartlesville Monthly, or B Monthly. And then they'll win $100, $50, or $25. So it's been really fun. You know, with our theme this year, United We Rock, this was one of the ways that we were spreading awareness of our campaign and different things like that. So it's really cute. Also, another thing we have going on is our Sporting Clays event, which is going to happen October 28th. Mm-hmm. So we still have some teams available this year. We're doing teams of four. It's a 100-target shoot. We're going to have lunch. So if you're interested in that, we need to have all of our teams in by the 20th. So if you'd like to shoot in that, we definitely need you to get your team registration in by the 20th. You can stop by. We have packets available at our front door. Also, you could go online to bartlesvilleuw.org, and you could also print off a registration packet there as well.
You really do work hard to make it as easy as possible for people to get involved.
Yes. We try to do everything we can. I mean, we do a lot through our social media page because there seems to be a lot that do that. We also do a lot through, we do some emailing campaigns. Some of the members who have shot in the past, we have their email addresses, so we try to send everything that way as well. And then we also have printable packets at our door.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who, you know, simply do a one-time contribution, whatever it is, that whether they mail it to you or do it through their payroll, however they do it, whether it's a, you know, every payroll sort of thing or just a, here, I'm writing you a check for the year. They all go together to make that $2.4 million.
Oh, they do. I tell people all the time, every dollar counts. I mean, I was talking to somebody about, you know, the $5 that they may pay for a jeans, you know, jean sticker that buys a rocket kit for a Boy Scout. So, I mean, Abigail's done a great job. We have an infographic out there that just shows how much each dollar can go to. We also on our website, bartlesvilleuw.org, we have an impact calculator. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested to know, okay, you know, is what would happen if I donated just one time $300, it'll actually show you the impact. And a lot of that is the summer camps, you mm-hmm. know, and like, you know, Boys and Girls Club and stuff like that. So, I mean, every dollar counts. And it's our goal, you know, like Jason was saying, he really, you know, the money that we are able to provide his program really helps him be able to keep the costs down. And so we want to be able to continue to provide that as his club grows and his membership grows, and even all of our partner agencies, we want to be able to do the best that we can. So we really push for the funding. So
yeah,
we definitely want to make that as easy as possible.
And your dollars count. Again, whether that's the one time as little as $5 or $500, it all goes together.
It all goes together. It all adds up.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. And it's important we talk about it this time of year. United Way Fund Drive continues. They're trying to raise $2.4 million. We need you to be part of it. And again, we'll talk more with the opening of the new facility for the Boys and Girls Club later on in the year. But right now, they need your dollars. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. When God transforms a person's heart, he changes their view.